Anyway, I mentioned this to explain how it was that after a few moments with her, I'd forgotten entirely my earlier misgivings about her possible recollection of our parting in London, and my fears that she might harbour a grudge against me for the Ranelagh affair. She had charmed me, and I used the word exactly, laughing and talking with her over the Tokay. Only one thought was in my mind, to get her bedded as swiftly as might be, and the devil with anything else. While we were chatting so amiably, and I, poor ass, was succumbing to her spell, more people were arriving in the anteroom, and presently she had them called up, with Lau and Graham playing the major domo, and talking to them in turn. These levees of hers were quite famous in Munich, apparently, and it was her habit to hold court to all sorts of folk, not just distinguished visitors and such odds and ends as artists and poets, but even statesmen and ambassadors. I don't recall who was there that morning, for between Lola and the Tokay I was not paying much heed, but I know they scraped and fawned to her no end. Presently she announced that he'd all go to see her cuirassiers at exercise, and there was a delay while she went off to change. When she returned, it was in full hussar rig, which showed off her curves admirably and would have caused the police to be called in London. The sycophants oohed and aahed and cried, "Wunderschön!" And we all trooped after her to the stables and rode out to a nearby park where a couple of squadrons of cavalry were going through their paces. Lola, who was riding a little white mare, took great pleasure in the spectacle, pointing with her whip and exclaiming authoritatively on the manoeuvres. Her courtiers echoed her applause faithfully, all except Rudi Starnberg, who I noticed was watching with a critical eye, like myself. I ought to know something about cavalry, and certainly Lola's cuirassiers were a smart lot on parade, and looked very well as they thundered past at the charge. Starnberg asked me what I thought of them. "Very fine," I said. "Better than the British?" says he, with his cocky grin. "I'll tell you that when I've seen them fight," says I, bluntly. "You won't deny their discipline to perfection," cries he. "On parade," says I. "No doubt they'd charge well in a body, too, but let's see them in a melee, every man for himself. That's where good cavalry prove themselves." This is true, of course. No one would run faster from a melee than I, but Starnberg wasn't to know that. For the first time he looked at me almost with respect, nodding thoughtfully, and admitted I was probably right. Lola got bored after a half an hour or so, and we returned to her palace, but then we had to turn out again because she wanted to exercise her dogs in the garden. It seemed that whatever she did, everyone else was expected to tag after her, and by God, her amusements were trivial. After the dogs, there was music indoors with a fat bastard of a tenor sobbing his soul out, and then Lola sang herself. She had a fine contralto, as it happens, and the mob raised the roof. Then there was a reading of poetry, which was damnable, but would probably have been even more painful if I'd have been able to understand it fully, and then more conversation in the anteroom. The centre of it was a long-jawed, tough-looking fellow, whose name meant nothing to me at the time. He talked interminably about music and liberal politics, and everyone lionized him sickeningly, even Lola. When we went to an adjoining room for a buffet, Erfrischung, as the Germans call it, she introduced him to me as Herr Wagner, but the only conversation we had was when I passed him the ginger, and he said, "Danke." I've dined out on that incident since, by the way, which shows how ridiculous people can be where celebrities are concerned. Of course, I usually expand the story and let on that I told him that "Drink, puppy, drink," and the British Grenadiers were better music than any damned opera. But only because that's the sort of exaggeration that goes well at dinner parties and suits my popular character.